While evangelical apologetics was dominated in the second half of the 20th century by the debates over Van Til's presuppositionalism.
So this is really interesting that they bring out here, right? So notice the second half of the 20th century, Van Til, one side or the other, how your position with regard to Van Til dominated, right, the apologetic discussion.
Right. Yeah. So during the 1950s, three American apologists offered three different answers to Van Til's challenge to traditional apologetics. So again, took three people to try and overtake one person. I'm sure he wouldn't see that, and I'm sure they probably wouldn't either as well. But it is interesting the impact that he had that, again, would probably draw back to Augustine himself, certain points of the argumentation. Well, one of these people was Gordon H. Clark, so 1902 to 1985, the Reformed philosopher who's emphasized on deductive logic led to fierce debates with Van Til that divided presuppositionalist movement even today. And you'll find those Clarkians and Bonsons. And so those are going to be two camps. And if you really want to make both sides mad, just say the words, Clark and Van Til were pretty much arguing the same thing. And then just sit back and watch the downvotes happen. It's a fun thing to happen.
And then the second major apologist of the 1950s was Edward John Carnell. He lived 1919 to 1967. He was another new evangelical who was president of Fuller Seminary for much of the 1950s. Carnell's books set forth kind of a semi-presuppositional apologetic that approached Christianity as a hypothesis to be verified by showing that it alone is systematically consistent. And so that was the idea of his book. Christianity was systematically consistent and practically livable. Right. And so that was Carnell, and he was kind of the second major apologist that was responding to Van Til. And then the third major apologist to emerge in the 50s was Stuart Hackett. Unlike the apologists mentioned so far, Hackett was avowedly non-Calvinistic, and he called for the resurrection of theism. in a book of that title. And as a rational philosophical system, he defended the traditional theistic proofs, right? So the cosmological, ontological, and that sort of thing, and offered one of the first detailed critiques of Van Til.